about to undertake involves much more than sorted clothes and filed paperwork. Will you clear physical clutter as a result of reading this book? Absolutely. Will you do it in the way you expect? Definitely not. Whatever clutter you struggle with the most is where you'll find the most poignant learning opportunities about yourself, your values, and your mindset. The tactics you use to distract yourself or procrastinate give you a peek into the core causes of your clutter. What's really stopping you from clearing it? In the chapters that follow, these tactics will be your tools for the messages in your messes. You'll use them to determine what layer of clutter you're facing, there are many, and how to clear it at the source. To clear stubborn clutter, you need to tend to your mindset before your behavior can change, because it's there where the real blocks live. Unpacking the concept of clutter. When you think of clutter, stacks of paperwork, piles of clothes, or toys strewn about your family room probably come to mind. But clutter comes in many forms. Despite the success with downsizing physical clutter that I shared earlier, I still have one hot spot that troubles me again and again. I've struggled to get rid of it for 30 years. And while I've had some success, it seems to inevitably return. My stubborn clutter hotspot? My weight. Yes, the pounds on my body. I realize thinking of clutter as more than just stuff is pretty revolutionary, and a clutter revolution is just what you need. Approaching the removal of all kinds of clutter from a truly holistic place helps remove the shame related to it and allows you to see the intricacies in this multifaceted process. There are three main categories of clutter, and each one is defined by how challenging it is to clear. Simple clutter. If you're able to get rid of it without much effort, then it's simple clutter. Because there aren't hidden layers compounding this situation, clearing simple clutter is just a matter of making the time, committing to the task, and getting it done. For example, with my stubborn weight clutter, the simple clutter would be the pounds I can lose with little or minimal effort. They're not hanging on because of any bigger issue. By eating better and moving more, these pounds come off relatively easily. Symptomatic clutter. If you struggle to make the time, make decisions, or let things go, you're dealing with symptomatic clutter. You're sure you're ready to let it go, but you can't seem to finish the job. Something is holding you back, and you're not sure what. This is the most common kind of clutter, and is an indication that something deeper and seemingly unrelated needs your attention.